The music that makes you feel good. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 18 to 7. Live this Thursday morning. North Jacqueline's Red Dot Deals. Spot the red dot, save thousands of dollars, 23 degrees Cannonvale. That's where Joel is broadcasting live from 9 o'clock this morning here on Triple M.
I'm sure if you're up around Airlie Beach in Cannonvale, you get pap snapped as well. We were just talking about Jay the other day. Walking down River Street, someone photographed him paparazzi style, put it on Mackay Classifieds.
You saw the photo.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
It actually looks like a celeb photo, by the way. You know, mid walking when they're holding their gear.
It looks like it looks seedy. That's what I'm going to say.
November is not helping the cause whatsoever, by the way. The dirty moustache on my face.
But now you're saying someone else did it to you yesterday as well. And I told you that I would get Max Markson. He's the agent to the real celebrities.
Yeah.
He's on the phone. G'day, Max. How are you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Jay, do you need a manager?
Yeah, mate.
I'm tired of that.
Max. I mean, you're very popular.
Oh, mate, two photographs in 2 days. That's amazing.
This is enormous. I mean, I know children who only get photographed 25 times a day. 2 days, incredible.
How much would the photograph be worth? Dave reckons it's like $2.50. Come on, they'd have to be...
No, you have to pay a magazine to take it.
It's a good shot. It's a good shot.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just... Look, I've got to tell you, you know, I know you're 19... When I heard you were 19th most beautiful man or whatever in Australia,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say 19th in Mackay. Right?
Max, I thought you were nicer to me than that.
That's right. You beat Gus Wallen in the sexiest broadcasters.
That's right.
Yeah.
Surely
yeah.
There's an appeal to it with that attached to the photograph. It would be worth a little bit more, I would think.
The only appeal is orange peel. That's all there is.
So, Max,
it's worthless. Your sex appeal, I think, is zero.
Yeah.
Right. But there's hope for you.
Okay.
Just do voiceovers. That's all. Just focus on the voiceovers.
Okay. You're right. Okay. Yeah. I'll look.
You can get away with that. Yeah. But you've taken care of people like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've taken care of Barack Obama. Lara Bingle is on your books there as well. Where would Jay race in the whole scheme of your agency?
Outside.
So, for example, if I saw Arnie, for example, walking down Mackay Street and I took a photo of him, how much would a photo of Arnie go for these days, like if I sold that to a magazine?
I don't know, maybe $500 or a grand. I mean, it would be. I mean, him being in Mackay is news in itself, I would have thought. When he went to Brunswick, all the media came and covered him there.
Yeah, true. But, yeah. Okay.
I don't think he hasn't been to Queensland in about 5 years.
Yeah, right. Because we had Angelina and Brad Pitt here many years ago, obviously for Unbroken when they filmed that movie up here. So a photo like that, how much would that go? Because does it depend on how popular they are at the time?
Yeah, and also, I mean, theoretically, when they sold their, I think their twins were born, I think they got about $5 or $7 million from worldwide.
Right?
If you've got a picture of the two of them together now, that would be worth a lot of money because they've split up for years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Front page magazine stuff, Brad and Angelina back together again.
So, that's insane.
So $5?
It depends on the rarity. So if there's a load of paparazzi people all get the one photo, it devalues it totally. If one pap is the only one with the photograph, then it goes up in value. If it's a global personality, you can sell it not just here in Australia, but you can sell it in America, Canada, South Africa, England, literally all the European magazines buy it. So it's, and it not just sells for that time, but it gets listed in the libraries and it keeps generating income for decades to come.
Right. Okay.
So that's a woman who is the only woman that pap snapped Jay on Mackay Classifieds.
Exclusive photo.
So a price tag of $5 would be okay, I would say.
I can hear the mail online in England reaching out.
There's desperation in my voice.
All right, Max, mate. Thank you.
Jerry Butler. It might be Jerry Butler.
Who's Jerry Butler?
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. You say I look like Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler, exactly.
I would take that as a win, yes.
Max, stop fueling the fire, please.
Oh, my God. You're a cracker, Max. Thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it. Joe and Dave for breakfast. See, there you go, $5.
I reckon it was one of your mates. You've just said, hey, go over the other side of the road. Take a photo of me. All right, that's what I reckon.
You think I'm that desperate for $5?
Absolutely.
Working radio, 7 more. 13 to 7, Jane Day for breakfast.